We start things off this afternoon by welcoming, not just to the show, but right here to the studio, Kim Corey of Finally Sorted Organizing Services. Kim, great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you with us. Great to have you as a sponsor on the show. And we've been talking about the things that you do, but wanted to learn a little bit more. So we're glad to have you here with us. You've been doing this for a while. Is it 23 years now?
Yeah. Yeah. I started in the late 90s. I was working at a local health food store, and a colleague came up to me and said, you know, Kim, I saw this woman on Oprah, and she does what you do at the store all the time in your free time. And so I looked her up. It was Julie Morgenstern, and I joined the National Association of Productivity and Organizing, and started putting up little posters with rip-off numbers and went from there.
Wow. So you must have always been pretty well organized then.
You know, I don't really remember very much. It started after I graduated from college and found myself unemployed. And I was at my grandmother's house. My grandfather passed away. She had a big house in Hamden, and she loved having me around. So I never settled down and lived there for quite a few years in my 20s. And there's a whole barn of multi-generational things. And I just had a ball getting in there and finding out. So that's really when it started. I don't remember anything about being organized before that, really.
Now, I was telling you before we came on, I was never terribly disorganized, but once I started teaching, I became pretty darn good at it. And I like being organized. What is it about that me and obviously you and others find, for me, just very satisfying?
Yeah, you know, I think about that a lot, and it's hard to put a finger on what is it. It's like being a pilot or a surgeon. You are able to be in the flow of whatever activity you're engaged with. You're not encumbered with the added difficulty logistics of where it is. You know exactly where it is. So the flow of the creation of whatever you are engaged in happens easier, faster.
So the process starts with somebody reaching out, giving you a call or contacting you through the website. Part of it, I guess, has to be that you don't have the emotional attachment to things that others have. So it's nice to have that that unattached person come in. But I have to think a lot of your work is not dealing with the stuff, it's dealing with the people involved.
Yes, every situation is very unique, so it's hard to make any steadfast blanket rules about what should and shouldn't be done. But yeah, it's very organic. Each situation is, each person is so different in what they're dealing with, who they're living with, what their responsibilities are. So yeah, definitely. Dealing with somebody that can make decisions very fast will make my service more affordable versus someone who has very difficult time letting go of anything becomes a much bigger problem for them.
What's the first question you ask people when you come in?
What are you looking for? What do you hope to achieve? Is it a functional problem that you're having or visual relief that you need? So definitely tailoring the service to whatever it is that they are particularly needing.
What's the most common problem that people have when it comes to getting organized?
Well, I think most people just don't have the time that it takes to really always put things back. Everything needs to have a home in your home, and then best if it's labeled, the home is labeled if it's any amount of things, so that other people using the system, be it your children, spouse, or visiting family, are accountable to putting it back there. But yeah, time is always the issue with two professionals in a household with kids.
You talk about systemizing. Can you explain what that means?
Well, categorizing things according to what they are and how they're used, and making sure that they stay separate with space around them so that they don't intermingle, and then the meaning of that block loses itself so that it no longer has relational meaning to the other things around it. So having things stored closest to where they're used, having only what you love or use in the house, is, and then depending on what structure you have to deal with, the container of your home determines a lot of how that system will work for you.
We're talking with Kim Corey from Finally Sorted Organizing Services. Is there a room of the house that tends to be the most problematic for the people you work with?
I would say home offices, and then maybe kitchens, closets, basement,
closets.
And attics.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Because they just become the dumping grounds for everything. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't recommend, if your attic isn't easy to get to, I would rather have less stuff than store anything up there.
Right.
If it's hard to access, probably with your busy life, you're not going to. And then what's the use of having the thing in the first place?
We're at such an interesting time as we transition more and more things to the digital world. And you and I were talking about photo albums. And I like what you've done with photographs, which sounds like a great idea, that takes some time at the outset, but saves a whole lot of space later on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I did with my photos is to scan them all and put them into the cloud and organize them by person in my family so that whenever they have a birthday, I will go through that file and quickly send it by email to all my siblings and parents. And that's just, what are photos for? They're for reconnecting with your past. And so that makes them very accessible and easily shareable.
What about dealing with businesses? Do you come into businesses and help them get themselves organized too?
Sometimes, but it's usually residential. I have done businesses on occasion.
What's the biggest challenge that people face when it comes to clearing some things out and parting with items? Is it the sentimental items? What does it tend to be?
Categorizing things, determining how it is going to serve you, how you're going to use it, will determine where it's going to live. And let's see. So a lot of times when I come in and I'll start with that, with the shelf, and I'll always empty it from left to right, top to bottom, floor first. And as soon as you take one item off, instead of taking everything off the shelf all at once, just take one item at a time and decide what is the name of this category. And so I think people have difficulty categorizing things.
I think that's absolutely right. That's a huge thing. Paperwork and things like that, too. I've worked a lot of different jobs through the years. I've got a million papers, and I try to go through them on a regular basis, and it's stunning how often when I do that, I shake my head and say, about 90% of this was junk. Why did I hang on to it in the first place? I was going through a filing cabinet, and I thought, how long do I need tax returns? Because I've got them into the last century. I probably don't need these anymore.
Yeah, well, I encourage people to reach out to their accountant and lawyer for retention guidelines. I had one client whose accountant recommended saving all the returns that you've made, even past 7 years, all the returns that you have. The supporting information after 7 years is another issue. But so I would recommend, and everybody's situation is so different, to do that in terms if you want to attack your filing cabinet.
Do you find that once you've helped people get themselves organized, that they adopt that as a lifestyle and begin to keep themselves organized? I always hear my grandmother's voice, who used to say to me as a little kid, you never have to clean up the mess you don't make.
Yeah, definitely easier to manage things that you don't have.
Yeah. And do you find that when people get organized, they become much better at putting things where they belong at the end of their use?
Sure. I mean, once we go through and make the system, edit things out that are not wanted and then decide where things are going to live, it's definitely easier for people. But life changes inevitably, and with every change in life comes a change in the stuff that is related to that change. And so the more change you have, whether it's somebody, a parent passing or a child moving out, all of a sudden all the stuff related to that change comes up for issue to deal with.
Mm. And it really can become, for some people, and I'm not even talking about people who are hoarders, but I just think for everybody, the stuff can become a bit oppressive because it begins to overwhelm your space.
Yes, definitely. It's an enormous industry right now for that reason, just because, you know, people who are older have houses full of things because they went through an economic time where you need to hold on to things because of the Depression. And that intersects with their children, who we now experience the economic boom of things that are cheaper to buy new and easily accessible. Those create problems among families because of the economic times that have transpired in the last 100 years.
Now, I think this is great, too, that you will also do remote work with people. If they're not right here in the Bangor area, that's fine. You can still help them out.
Yes. The past year, I met monthly with a client in Maryland to virtually declutter her home when things became COVID, real estate became so hot, they just decided to sell after three kids in a 5,000 square foot home. And we would deal with a target area an hour at a time. And usually we're able to process about 5 boxes of materials that would either go to donation, trash, or be moved to somewhere else for use.
What do people feel like when they get to the end and discover they've got a new house with a lot more room?
Oh, I think the relief that I see is so rewarding. I mean, that's half the reason I do it, is to see that at the end of the session, that it wasn't as hard as they thought it would be. Being there with them as a witness to the stuff changes their ability to make decisions on things. So aside from my experience with pitfalls that will happen to avoid with them, just being there with them really helps a lot for them to process the things in front of them.
And it sounds like it has to be incredibly fulfilling for you as well to be helping people make sense of all this.
Yeah, it's really great. Love it when I've almost started timing how long it takes when we start working before they say, I've been looking for that. it happens every session.
I'm sure. Now, what's the first step when people reach out? Is it a consultation to sort of survey the situation?
Yes, I have a free 15-minute consultation link on my website that people are welcome to sign up for via Zoom, and they can show me around their house if they have video enabled, or even by telephone, people are doing this. So, that's a good way to start, and for them to meet me and be able to feel comfortable.
Well, it sounds wonderful. Well, it's simple to do. You can go to the website, finallysorted.com, finallysorted.com. You can call 207, of course, 613-5375, 613-5375. Kim, it's great to talk with you. Thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for sponsoring and giving us the chance to spread the good word about what you do.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I hope you'll come back again.
I will.
It's Kim Corey, Finally Sorted Organizing Services.